One day I remember Tony and I took a ride. We got to this guy's house. I mentioned his name earlier. His name is Sam DiStefano. And he lived on the west side in a modest home in a nice working class neighborhood. So we went over to him, and he was in the basement. And he had this guy tied up in a chair, and he was beating on him. And he was telling the guy he was going to make his wife into a fucking prostitute. Screaming and yelling, hitting him on the head, stabbing him with ice picks. He was a raving fucking maniac. And this guy was begging for his life. And then Sam's wife came downstairs, and he ordered her to get some food. And, you know, he was treating her like she was a fucking slave. This guy was a stone lunatic as far as I was concerned. Well, anyway, later on, I met Sam again. And actually, I met him a few times before that. But I met him in Stateville Penitentiary. The final time I met him, the last time I seen him, I should say. And he had, I worked in a psychiatric ward in there with the criminally insane. So I was able to walk around the whole front end of this prison unescorted. And Sam was in a hospital unit there, ward. And he had these long johns on, underwears. And he just had his arteries. I guess they were removed there. They didn't remove him in jail. So he had no circulation in his legs. So if it was 100 degrees out, he'd have these hot things on him. And I met him up there, and we started talking. You know, he was a complete different man in prison. A completely different man. He wasn't this tough, raving maniac that I met on the street several times. He was more of a humble man. He wasn't around his people, his crew of guys or whatever. So he was more vulnerable in this prison atmosphere. But I didn't abuse him because of that. I still treated him with respect. As much as I hated to, I did. Because I also put myself in a situation like that. Wonder if I were him. Anyway, that's enough of Sam for the moment.